Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments. For today's mindful moment, we will be discussing the communication code and unlocking the keys to a healthy relationship. Why, when discussing relationships, do so many people deem communication as one of the most important qualities? How can one aspect of a relationship lead to an entire breakdown and eventually the demise of a loving relationship? Being able to communicate effectively is an art. I think that people underestimate how important communication really is. If you think about it, the qualities you look for in a leader, a life partner, a coworker, a teammate, in your relationships, it always requires top-notch communication. It's always at the top of the list. Someone who communicates well is able to accomplish just about anything. Just to manage some of those expectations here, being a good communicator does not mean being perfect. It doesn't always mean having the right answers or knowing exactly what to say at any given moment. It just means that you have learned some practical, important skills that make you a better communicator and better able to manage the relationships in your life. Before I share some ways in which we can all communicate more effectively, here are some of the common pitfalls and breakdowns in communication that I have experienced throughout the years. Choosing your battles is a thing, but choosing when you're going to battle and where is just as important. Sometimes the timing just isn't right. So if you're trying to communicate with me when I'm in the middle of my morning routine with my kids, you're probably not going to get much out of me. Maybe a little snappiness or quickness or frustration. It's just not a good time to come to me with any other quarrels. Listening to respond rather than listening to understand is never a good idea. If you're constantly focused on what you're going to say next, how can you truly be listening to understand what the person you're communicating with is trying to convey to you? So what makes a person a master communicator or someone who has mastered communicating? I personally think that it just takes time. It takes experience. That plays a huge role in things. And I think a lot of people like to refer to time and experience as practice. So here are some of the things that you can do to practice becoming a better communicator, not only in your romantic relationships, but in all of your relationships. One of the main components of mastering communication is your ability to actively listen. If you're too consumed with listening to respond rather than listening to understand, are you really listening? Active listening looks like looking at whomever is communicating with you and giving them your undivided attention. That means no scrolling Instagram or doing other things. It also means that you are engaging in the conversation. That could be a head nod. It could be, I hear you. It could just be looking at whomever is communicating with you and giving them your full attention. The other thing that you can do to practice healthy communication skills is to, at the end of the day, everyone just wants to be acknowledged and understood. So if you can actively listen and acknowledge and validate the person's feelings and what they're saying to you, then they're automatically going to be disarmed. And you're going to be able to then communicate your needs in return or communicate your response in return without too much resistance. The last thing that you can do, or the other thing that you can do, is to externalize any problem that you might be facing. And I'm going to determine what a problem is. A problem in a relationship is when one person has an issue with something that is happening within the relationship or around the relationship. So as long as one person has an issue, it's a problem. So you externalize the problem. That means don't attach the problem to a person. It's not about tackling or figuring out who's wrong or right. It's about working together to solve a problem. And so if you externalize the problem and separate the problem from the person, then you're able to treat it as an issue that you can both work together on to extinguish. The key to communication or healthy communication in any relationship is to stop and listen, actively listen, externalize the problem, choose the right time to communicate your needs or your concerns, and work together as a team to tackle any of the issues or any of the problems that come up in within your conversation. I think that if you can remember those keys, then you will be on your way to a healthy, happier way of communicating in all of your relationships. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live B'nai. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.